Hey everyone, don't skip this part, please. We have a little giveaway we're going to do. We're going to randomly pick some people that buy stuff from our site, and we're going to give them a gift card. And if you're local, it'll be to a local restaurant. If you're not local, we will figure something out to send you. So send us kind of your receipt or proof of purchase type thing. We kind of can track it, but if you can send it to us, we will at comedyfoodsports@gmail.com. We will randomly pick a winner, and you guys will get some fun stuff and food. And for now, we got little Yemi Norton on the program from Opie and Anthony and Leno and all that good stuff. So enjoy the show. Yeah. I'm coming.
You see as we all coming yeah. The axe flow, I swung it like Paul Bunyan Bars, y'all niggas bras, put bras on them yeah. Shit rocks, just like the guitar strumming the tail Jake one that we gotta get paid something Niggas get hate, but it don't matter, we made money
the blog forever. Episode 8, we have a huge, huge guest. The one and only Mr. James P. Norton, a.k.a. Jim Norton, or Yemi Uncle Paul. So many different
Edgar.
more like uncle I don't know, shut up or whatever. So he's gonna probably sue me for using the Chipperson, but
sorry.
My favorite character of all time ever, anything involved with anything ever. So he's on the show today, or tonight, or whenever you listen.
We're covered legally.
Yeah, exactly. So
we got this.
Lots of big news, but first I'm going to introduce one of my sidekicks, so to speak. I'd say he's kind of the star. I wouldn't really call him the sidekick. He's most known for this.
White women got dildos. White women got dildos.
One more time.
White women got dildos.
The one and only Shelton, and also the other person laughing, because clearly I'm hilarious as always. I just like did the little flick off my shoulder move like they do in the, I don't even know who does that anymore.
Jay-Z, I think he's the only person.
Jay-Z did that in like 1997.
Yeah. But he owns the stadium now, so what can I say?
Yeah, that's true.
He got nothing.
That's true. No. We're going to talk about his stadium a little later, too. It's an arena, too, but you know who's counting? I don't want to get technical.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
The black people don't know stadiums. Come
stadiums,
on.
Arenas. That's
crazy talk.
Crazy arenas.
What is this? Yeah. Friggin' bizarre
one
world.
Day we'll have stadiums.
Haven't reached that mountain.
Yeah, exactly. That's the next step is the stadium.
The ultimate goal has to be like a black owner of a football team or a basketball team. It's like,
well, no,
the ultimate, like, I own black people now.
Yeah, exactly. I own my own people.
Even a couple white people.
Magic Johnson bailed out and just bought a bunch of Mexicans with the Dodgers.
He's exactly.
I don't want the Lakers. I want to own Mexican baseball players.
I want a nicely groomed field out there.
And the worst part about it is he owns a farm system now, so it's like,
yeah,
that is one step away from being a plantation owner.
Yeah.
Good job, Magic.
That's why I went after the Mexicans, man. Somebody got to tend to those lawns.
Exactly.
So obviously we forgot to introduce our most important person here. He's got a new soundboard, so let us all know how we sound, which is awesome, I know, because most people have
fantastic.
Use the stupid iPhone recorder and sit in their garage and talk about freaking cars and whatever stupid shit they talk about.
As the car is on and they wish they're dying with
Going he just slowly. Couldn't have closed the garage door.
Yeah, so
anyway,
don't open the door up. I'm trying to kill myself.
Seriously, can't a man just kill himself? That's Jay.
You talk about Magic Johnson and the Mexicans on the Dodgers. Aren't baseball players really just the highest paid migrant workers?
They are.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much where
Except
it was
they're
at.
They're really, really high paid.
Yeah, really. Right. And they really don't do much work. It's seasonal work.
Right.
It is.
Right.
Seasonal work, and you have to speak Spanish to do it, to be the manager. So.
Yeah. But you don't have the same threat. Like, you can't wave the green card threat around like you can with your gardener, you know? Like, fine, we'll just call the INS and see what they think of how well you trimmed the prunes today.
Well, you can, because most of them have the doctored
birth certificate.
So you can just be like, I'll tell everyone how old you really are. No. I will go back to the dugout. Yeah. You know? It's my Hispanic.
Love
accent.
It.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
So what'd you do this weekend, Sheldon? Anything fun?
Nothing fun. I watched the debate. That was about the only great thing I did, which...
Good times.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's pointless to watch.
They didn't even talk about the NHL in that lockout once.
No, exactly. That was my thing. I was like, who's gonna step in and get this going? Especially Romney being a white guy.
Right. Massachusetts too.
It's something to happen, but
unbelievable.
I haven't seen one debate this time.
Really?
Yeah. I've just haven't
missed anything. You've missed nothing. Yeah.
It's just like the Obama letdown.
Yeah,
he kind of like you were pulling for him, but
you know what that shows you is that the government is just way too big, man.
Yeah,
no matter who you get in there, you're fucked, just like the next guy. Right. It's like, come on, bring your hopes and dreams and let us fuck you over.
Look at W made it 8 years.
Yeah,
just think about that third and fourth year that he was president.
And I think that's the logic now for the Senate. They're like, come on, we gave W 8 years, so just give the black guy a chance.
It's funny,
we'll never do it again.
We won't do it again
ever.
Even the people who voted for W the second time, that was like, it seemed like about 5 years, 5.5 years that we had a collective like. The fuck just happened? I don't know.
What just happened?
Yeah, it doesn't help. And then like Kerry was just like,
he was impossible. Yeah. He was same as Romney.
They should have had Howard Dean from the start.
How do you
Vermont represent?
How do you lose on some kind of swift boat reference? It's like, dude, it's a fucking boat. So who cares what you did on a boat?
Yeah, well, you don't fuck with Republicans and their tactics, man. They'll take you down. Don't ever make a mistake in your life.
Yeah,
you'll never be on the radio with some fucking socialist guy like 30 years ago in Chicago. Somehow Obama's a commie.
Yeah, you bankrupt the Rangers and you're a documented alcoholic and a coke addict and you're still
very successful at Rangers team. You bankrupted. Exactly. It wasn't like they were
It's awesome. It's like, fuck, you can't even run a baseball team. You just gave him a country. The biggest country in the world. It's awesome. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. He was like ranked like fifth amongst the kids too, and I think they only had like three of them.
Yeah,
he was a cheerleader. Our first cheerleader president. Yeah, that was really cute.
Exactly. I was a cheerleader too, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I was. That is actually not a joke.
Wow.
I cheerleaded in high school, not for the high school team. Hmm. That was the one rule. I was an idiot, and whenever you challenge me and say, "This is harder than football," I would go and try it. Okay. So the girl told me cheerleading is harder than football. Suffice to say, it's not. It's not a fucking sport. It is throwing girls in the air and hoping that you catch them the correct way so they don't kick you in the fucking face. It is not a sport. I don't care what you girls out there say. Cheerleading's not. The cheerleading aspect when you're on the ground is not a sport. When you're in the air flying, I can see how those girls are athletes, but the rest of the girls, the chunky ones on the ground, sadly, you are just someone with very low self-esteem.
Right.
Your parents put you on a team that...
Yeah, I have a whole opinion about sports anyway, what's a sport and what's not.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the whole it just takes athletic ability or whatever. Right. Like, I don't think anything you're judged on is a sport, so bye-bye figure skating and everybody else that's fucking one of those horses that do the stupid ballerina shit.
Like George Carlin said, gymnastics can't be a sport because Romanians are good at it.
Exactly.
So I don't think we hit on Romanians yet.
Yeah. Well, we kind of with Armenians, you know, you're kind of getting that border there. You never know where they're from. Same sweatsuits and same cologne, same mustache.
Mustache car. Yeah, the mustache.
Different color I rock, though. Sometimes they'll just do a Mustang.
Different flag hanging from the rear mirror.
Exactly. But they're still at your local park playing soccer, no matter what.
Just smelling like cabbage.
Fucking it up for everyone else.
So, what about you, Jay? Anything fun?
Oh, man. Came into the city being a suburban guy.
Nice.
That's something I could say. Came into
Score?
The city.
Which one?
Philadelphia.
Nice.
The closest one. Figured it was convenient. Nothing much. Went to a bar. Closed it down. The bartender, right, at like final call? Yeah. Final call? No, that's
final call.
Nation of Islam.
Yes,
right?
That is very...
Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
Final call? Bean pie?
Yeah, exactly. You got bean pies and angry black people coming at you. That's... It's impressive if you come to the city for that. Jesus, man.
Last call, they put on Smith's Greatest Hits, and I can't leave because my chick just has to sing along to the entire CD, and it was like another hour we were
nice.
Singing.
As long as you got a drink.
Yeah, we doubled up at last call. I mean, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
I lost a bet.
I mean, you got
to
drive.
I lost a bet one time that I had to do the safety dance at the bar every time they played it. Yeah. Still love it.
It is quite the jam.
Did you have a little midget dancing with you too?
No, I didn't, but I did air keytar, I guess it was, because it wasn't a keyboard. It wasn't a keyboard they had, so I just did the had to do it all. Man.
Is that the recorder? Is that what they played it with? Isn't that? No, not a recorder. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Is it a calypso? Right? What were we talking about earlier?
No, it's not a calypso.
It's calypso.
All right, I'm sneaking calypso in one of these episodes.
Right. As long as there's no steel drum sounds or anything
like
that.
Gotta love steel drums. Gotta love steel drums.
Like I said, we just have a strict no kiss rule. No AC/DC. Sorry, guys.
Oh, come on, AC/DC, really?
Fucking black.
You're fucking up everything for me. You do. Love the shit.
Weirdest rock bands. I think I said it before, but it's true. I just don't understand.
I prefer when Bon Scott was in there, too. I'm not a big fan of the new guy. Sorry. I totally said that like a white guy. Didn't even make sense. So I did the Tough Mudder this weekend.
That is a bitch. Yeah. There's no way I could ever do
12 miles of just pure obstacles and mud, and my ass kicked. It was awesome. Yeah, the first thing you do is you jump into it's called the Arctic Enema, and it is literally a gigantic dumpster full of ice and some water. And it's 34 degrees when you get in there, and you have to go underneath an obstacle to get over it. So it's like you're swimming in water, basically, to get underneath something. Yeah, it was good times.
This was voluntary?
Yeah, we paid. Exactly. We paid a lot of money
for it. You pay for
that. It's British Special Forces put the obstacles together, too. They're freaking brutal. They have the one where you crawl through this, like, mud pit type thing, and they have the barbed wire above you, but the barbed wire is holding on. It's got these strings hanging down, and like every other one's charged with electricity, so you just get zapped as you go underneath it. Yeah. And then at the end, there's just all these strings hanging down, and there's a mud pit, of course, you have to run through. And
this is the point where I'm supposed to say, white people are crazy.
I know, except the guy who did the starter thing is a black dude, and he makes you go, hoorah!
The Marine.
He's like, when and he does, I swear to God, he does this. Anybody that runs a Tough Mudder out there, which I know is none of you because Philadelphia is a sweatpants city.
Fattest city in America, wasn't it? From Esquire, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah. Fattest city in America.
I thought that just anecdotally. I'm glad to hear that somebody did a study.
Well, there is a study. Esquire. Sweatpants. Yeah. Yeah. They wear the most sweatsuits. Most sweatsuits, per capita.
Oh. Yeah.
So, which isn't surprising at all.
No, not at all.
We say they, but we're right in the heart of it.
And if I had a sweatsuit right now, I'd be rocking it too. I would love that right now.
No top, just the bottom.
Just the bottom parts.
I still call it a suit, though.
Draw pants sweatsuit.
So the dude at the beginning is black dude's like, you know, get you all riled up. And it's actually gets you fired up. But he's like, hoorah, we're doing it for the Wounded Warriors. And, you know, it was cool. Wounded Warrior Project is a really cool organization.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
Stuff like that. Everything goes, all the product, like they barely make any money off it. Okay. Pretty much everything goes.
I thought it was just like white people who love to jump in mud
is, but the people that are involved with it are, like the people that actually run it are, because nobody cares about where the money's going, even if it's going to the movie. Yeah, but there are tons of military people and everything. Yeah, you know, they stood up and we all gave them a standing ovation and shit like that. But anyway, he starts doing his, like, they start playing some hip hop music, and he like gets everybody to do their arms back and forth. Shit, you know. And he's like, "When I say tough, you say mother." I swear to God, anybody out there, emails at comedyfoodsports@gmail.com. Tell me I'm wrong, because unless you ran like the fucking 3 o'clock where all the weirdos, there's like 7 people in that run. Why would you start at 3? The freaking course is gonna be a train wreck by then. People understand that it's like a mud run.
Yeah,
that's 12 miles long and. There it starts at 7 in the morning. Like, why would you run at 3 in the morning? The course is going to be a fucking disaster by then. Like, you want to run it early.
Yeah.
So, or just not run it. Yeah.
That's what I chose. Yeah. I would actually just go to watch the rile up part and I'd leave afterwards. I'd be like, all right, I'm hype.
See, I'm not sufficiently riled up. I'm just going to split.
Yeah, exactly. I don't feel the energy, so I'm going to leave. Check is at the front. I'm going to go to the bar.
Good luck with
Text me when you're done. Yeah, I know. Come pick your money ass up.
Our company paid for it, so I felt obligated.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It would have been a mud walk for me, though.
Yeah, well, actually, most people do walk, and I was kind of surprised how much we ran it. So we're going to take our first break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Guy Fieri. He's got a new burger joint. We'll tell you where it is. You like that tease there? We'll tell you where it is. It's in the greatest place you've never been to. Or maybe you have.
Some people have.
I just don't have that Greenberg skill where you just have the greatest teases. Up next, the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of sports. Well, technically it's the greatest thing, but it was actually involved with, you know, whatever random sport. Anyway, we'll talk about Guy Fieri.
Cricket, mostly cricket.
Crickets are awesome.
Crickets the best fucking sport.
We're getting some listeners. By the way, Venezuela checked in.
That's fucking awesome.
Suwalmi or something.
What the hell's that?
It kind of looks like Greenland on the map, but maybe it's in something up there that I've never seen before.
Where's that? Up. Wow.
Yeah. The Netherlands checked back in. It's up kind of by Greenland, Iceland. Close to Iceland. It's like above Scandinavia.
Well, now I think it's World Cup qualifiers. It should just be, I think, like Costa Rica.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now it's got to be international soccer. I'm watching it like 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I don't know a single American soccer player. None. I'm a liar.
You know, Landon Donovan.
Yeah, that's the only one.
He's one.
He's one.
Such
I think
a white name.
Yeah, he's. Yeah,
Landon.
He is, but he's good, so.
Yeah. That's Dempsey's my boy. He owns a bar in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he's a pro soccer player. And he plays in London. Or England, I mean. Not London.
That's got to be pretty cool.
Maybe London sometimes. But he plays
pro athlete, then on your time off, you're running a bar.
And he's a cool dude. Like, he's got tats, and he's just not like your typical
soccer player.
Yeah. Not that.
Did he get all hooliganed up when he went over to England?
No, I think he already kind of was a hooligan. He's a little bit like, you know, not other side of the tracks, but, you know, for like soccer, he's a little bit other side of the tracks. Oh, okay. Like, he probably grew up poor, I'm guessing, too.
Soccer, luckily, affords you the chance to be poor. You can have a big tape ball and kick around.
You don't need shin pads or anything. Yeah, freaking Brazilians, but they're not shooting each other up. Do that right on the beach. Any Brazilian listeners out there, by the way? Who do we have? We had somebody random. We had Thailand check in.
It's awesome.
I'll have to check who else. We had a bunch of people check in. The Canadians are still representing.
Thailand, if you have any Muay Thai fighters, I will challenge you.
Yeah.
Yeah, kickboxing. Fight you. All right, you got to be on kickboxing
fight you
for them.
I will fight the shit out of you.
Yeah.
As long as you're under 5'6 and you're under 140 pounds.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm kicking the shit out of them.
And I get a baseball bat.
Exactly.
You're going down. So we're going to talk about the Islanders and Nets. They're playing in the same place now.
It's awesome.
Nobody cares.
No. I didn't know the Islanders were still a team, actually.
Yeah. Well,
that's a shame.
Yeah. It's funny because they go from like a 20,000-seat arena to like a 14,000-seat arena.
Perfect for hockey, though.
But they still wouldn't sell it out by their numbers last year.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's Long Island.
Yeah.
It was a shitty stadium.
NASA, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Seriously. Sorry for all those NCC people out there.
It's going to cost so much money for the tickets, so.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, we'll talk about that for probably about that long. We probably already blew our wad on that one. We'll do a quick NFL recap. We're going to do some racial stereotypes for quarterbacks. Raiders are awesome, obviously. And most importantly, after this break, we're going to talk about some more stuff. But then the break after that, we are going to have Mr. Jimmy Norton from Opie and Anthony from Jay Leno. He's got his new special. It's coming out on Comedy Central in the spring, and I'll tell you kind of more about what he's doing before we introduce him. But we have Jimmy Norton on the show one way or another, and we'll now see you on the other side after I ramble some more.
So many dark horse to choose. Open 40 hues. Ready spoons. Dark horse news. Breathing's a tug of war, wet when I rush the ball. Plus 29 bus, gum stuck, clutch the door. Slumped in the back, burn bush by the sun of Georgia. Sweat tearing feet, cause I don't bleed when I cut no more. I'm a god, meet you, the brawler drops. My bobble is a pot of cons, clipped and collaged. Pavlov's bad dogs, parry mass spells. I don't speak the language, but my last laugh held. Spiral, get vertigo, signals the flash and beat. Posting my head from myself to get back to me.
Welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. Up next, we have Jimmy Norton. He is here for all you Philly people. He's actually here this weekend at Helium, so go check him out. He's got two shows Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one or two shows on Sunday. Look it up at heliumcomedy.com.
Man the machine.
Yeah, he's a machine.
The comedy machine.
He's just freaking taking money out of people's pockets.
Get to the chopper.
There you go, everybody.
It's like an ATM.
$25 a piece. I'll just take
ATM.
20 of that.
$29.50 actually.
Is it really?
$29.50. Yeah.
It's good for him, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
I haven't been a good club.
You great club.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal club.
Nice small,
especially
intimate,
with Jimmy. Oh my god.
Yeah. Nice small intimate setting. It's there's no way they can overcrowd that.
Oh okay,
yeah,
cool.
Because it goes wide instead of back.
Yep.
So, oh weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Demetri Martin can't do his flip chart.
No.
I have a flip chart too.
It's not even tall enough.
Yeah.
Do you have a flip chart?
I do.
I've never seen you do stand up.
It's actually, the flip chart's quite funny, believe it or not. Like, it's my go-to. It's my go-to.
Not. Yeah, if I had to.
It's like I'm like, oh shit, I need two more minutes. Here we go.
That's why I
do this cheesy piano music in the background and stuff.
That's why I'd be terrified to do open mic at Helium too, because the lights are like right on you.
Oh yeah.
And dude, I would sweat my ass off. It just look straight like what movie was that? The black guy sweating. Every movie where a black guy's about to get killed. pretty much.
Right, yeah. Oh, that one.
That one, yeah. Everyone was old for this shit. Yeah, exactly. The black guy looks up, his lips are really red, he's sweating his face on. You're just like, wow, if they put blackface on him, that would be awesome. Right now, that's all you need at this point.
Oh, man, I'm scared, man.
Man, I'm scared. I'm finna die. Jesus, man. Thanks a lot, Mel Gibson.
Take that with purpose. So, yeah, go see him at Helium this weekend. Great club. Obviously, Jimmy's hilarious. He's got two best-selling books. He's got a couple new – he's got a special out. He's on Leno, all that good stuff. So we'll talk to him in a few minutes. But first, we're going to do a quick NFL recap. What did you guys think of the games this weekend? Anything stand out?
The Raiders win, yes.
I mean, that's what everybody's talking
about. All they needed was Maurice Jones-Drew and Gabbert to go down. And
pretty much. They
pulled it out against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So,
you know. I know. That was a big win.
Or the sad state of the Ravens, actually. You know, like,
that was awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty disheartening that you can lose someone that important to you, that your defense, and now the entire team just fell to shit.
Yeah, they got trashed. Yeah, they're 6-0 against Houston.
Yeah, if it was Ray Lewis, I'd be terrified of shit of him too. So it's like now there's a calm in the locker room. Like,
yeah,
I will not get stabbed by Ray Lewis. It's crazy.
I always wondered, like, a guy, like, especially like a tight end or even a backup tight end, aka white guy, doing a crossing pattern or something, catching the ball and just hearing Ray Lewis in his ear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
just go, I'm coming to get you. Yeah, and be like, especially like post stab.
There's two linebackers in the league who I wouldn't want to get hit by, and it would be Ray Lewis and Urlacher. Those are the only two. Yeah. Those
I'd
are
put
two dudes.
James Harrison too. He's a defensive end, though,
see,
technically.
But
he goes. I'm just saying, he goes helmet first.
Yeah, he headhunts. Yeah. Those dudes, it's just like it's a different kind of brick wall. Yeah, it's like brick wall. Like,
right.
They're hitting you clean, and then they're going to tell you that it was clean and come back again.
Right, right.
Those guys are fucking scary.
They'll
James Harrison.
They'll pick you up and be like, woo!
Exactly.
To Singletary. Sideline to sideline.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Jay Moore always talks about that in his podcast, Big Shocker. I'm going to quote him.
Dude.
he talks about how Singletary is like when he was playing. He was like, I do this all day, baby. Yeah. Sideline to sideline. He's talking all kinds of shit. Then he's coaching. He's Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Not going to do it.
Not gonna
can't
happen.
Win with him.
Can't win with him.
Can't do it. Not going to do it. I want winners here.
Yeah, I want winners. That's right.
I love Singletary, man. That dude.
Yeah, he's the best.
He was a throwback to.
They were just like, they were like, hey, you're kind of a linebackers coach. Why don't you just be a head coach of our team?
Yeah, why don't you?
Sounds like a great idea.
And run the team for us.
Yeah.
I mean, he sucked as a coach.
Yeah.
But a defense coach. You know, and I think the guys respected him because he was a hell of a player, but I mean, that's only going to get you so far.
Right, right. You
can't fucking set up an
and
offense.
And you're like, oh, Jim Harbaugh's a great coach. And he kind of sucked.
Yeah.
He was kind of like a shitty quarterback for 10 years.
So. But I mean, if you're a quarterback, at least, I mean, you know everything on the field. It's got to be.
Yeah.
So I can understand where that could happen, but fucking, you're a linebacker, dude. All you just knock the shit out of people.
Yeah.
No, there's no way you're going to be a good coach. How many linebackers actually have been good head coaches?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not many?
Yeah, there's that list.
I would guess none, right?
Yeah, I don't think any.
Archell was offensive tackle, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't very
close.
He wasn't very good.
He never like said a word. He just stared.
Nah, he's the worst coach ever.
He's the weirdest fucking coach.
He's the worst coach ever.
First black coach ever hired, though.
Yeah, and he just
Al Davis is such an innovator.
He was. Al Davis did. He went out and got himself some black guys to run extremely fast, and he kept that same formula for 64 years, and it didn't work. Whatever else got him.
If you don't count Gannon, they've never had a good quarterback. No. Huh? Because Stabler sucks. And Plunkett was good for the 1 year they won the Super Bowl. And this third year, Marcus Allen was playing every position for him.
Yeah, they've never had a good quarterback. I mean, there's – it's not –
Well, banging OJ's wife, by the way.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Who wasn't?
Topical humor. Here we keep it with it. We're pre-recording in 1993.
Did you see he's actually selling the knife, by the way?
Yeah.
Supposedly they say he's selling the knife, which would be awesome. I wish.
And he's getting they're considering a retrial for his whole debacle.
That can't happen.
They said his lawyers were that bad where they would consider a retrial.
Really?
Yeah. That's literally what the new trial.
Oh,
yeah. If they have a new trial.
Because I was going to say they'd have to dig Kardashian out of the grave.
Oh, right. No, this is for the holding people up for stolen trophies whatever.
Wow.
Oh, shit's too good. How do you get arrested again? I know it's such an old topic, but you talk about like getting the golden ticket and you killed your wife who was cheating on you, basically.
Yeah, literally got away with murder.
Yeah.
Of two people, and then you're going to go fuck it up again. So.
Yeah.
Love you, OJ.
Right. Write a book or something, dude. No, he did write a book.
He did write a book. Just
If I Did It.
Right? And he was Norton, speaking of Norton. He was Norton on what was the movie?
Naked Gun. Nordberg.
Nordberg. I'm sorry. Nordberg. That's right.
Sorry to jump in on that.
Yeah, I did fuck that up. Jesus.
Police Squad too.
And now I'm going to my corner.
You've let black people down.
Every one of them. Every one of them, including OJ.
So what else?
Nothing great happened. Other than that, Mark Sanchez still sucks, and Eva Longoria left him.
Yeah, the Houston's for real again, by the way.
Yeah, Houston is.
Did she leave him?
Yeah, she left him.
I don't even know why he'd even date her, man. She's hot, but like fucking.
She's like 37. He's 25. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You really can't pull any tail closer to you. Yeah. You're the quarterback of a New York team. Like that's all I have to say. Like,
he's a good looking dude.
Yeah,
I mean, do him.
I've done him so.
Go bottom or top, either one. I wouldn't even care on him.
I mean, USC guys are just
Trojans.
Exactly. They're horses. I don't understand why he can't pick up. I mean, even Jeter's picking out girls. Or A-Rod's picking out girls out of the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I was going to say, even Jeter? Jeter. I didn't know he was struggling before.
Jeter. Jeter has a nice stable. A binder full of women. There you go. That's a
problem.
Yeah. You like that one? Yeah.
Throw that one in there. By the way, speaking of USC Trojans, I hear Matt Leinart is banging the girl from The Bachelorette, I think it would
really?
Be. I guess it would be if it was a woman trying to find love with guys. Bachelorette, the blonde girl with the kid.
If Emily. There's anyone who milked the I'm a USC quarterback, it's Leinart.
Oh yeah,
that dude stayed too long at school.
Yeah.
And has been a backup everywhere he goes.
Yeah,
and yet and still
he got paid. Man,
he gets paid. Yeah, he gets paid, and he finds hot chicks. So,
I give him credit.
I do.
I actually thought he was gonna be good after like third or fourth game. He was throwing like freaking ridiculous amount. He was like throwing a lot of picks, but he's throwing like 400 yards plus, and then
he just doesn't have the arm strength.
Yeah,
but I mean,
he's a puss.
It's either that or he's just tired from banging a lot of chicks. Yeah, so that's cool.
That's true. He likes to fist with that same arm, the left arm.
Can't keep throwing it right. Exactly.
Been telling him that for years.
Yeah. And so another thing is the Eagles. Didn't lose.
Because
it was bye week.
Vic did not have a single turnover
this
weekend. Because
it was a bye week. I can't believe it. Put that one out there for Eagles fans.
Exactly. You know what?
Suck it.
I don't know what the spread is, but I... shit, sorry. I got distracted by my phone there. I would bet money on the Eagles this weekend. Not because they're a better team.
But
I would bet them. Bye week, it's in Philly. Nobody's favored in Philly when it comes down to it.
Who are they playing?
The Falcons, undefeated Falcons. It's got like trap game written all over it.
Yeah, it does, but they pulled it out against the Raiders.
I kind of hope Falcons stomp on them for
sure. Yeah, I do too.
I hope Matt Ryan just comes in
and just run through the hole.
And be like, that's why they got rid of you. Not because you went to jail, but because I was coming to town.
I was coming here. This is how a real Falcon quarterback does, bitch.
So we got a little Warren Moon clip we're going to play real quick.
Do any of these comments need clarifying?
Yeah, I think race is a little bit strong. I think stereotype is a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that clip cut off because Warren Moon's a fucking snooze. Anyway, he was talking about race and how quarterbacks get stereotyped and how like Cam Newton will always get compared to a black quarterback.
Yeah.
And black quarterbacks always get paid compared to black quarterbacks. One dude at my work, and it's my work, so we're not talking about pros or anything here when it comes to sports. But he was
they were
talking about RG3, and he was like, he's like Mike Vick, but he's smarter or something like that. It's like a dude's like 6'4", 6'5", rock solid, fucking perfect arm, and his textbook.
So you're
Michael
just
Vick's like 5'11". Yeah, it's literally all you could be comparing is the black
one black man to another black man, calling the other one a little bit more intelligent.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're already going in this evolution territory.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy's from upstate New York, so you know,
evolutionary phase.
Yeah,
you know, it's
sometimes it's right. By the way,
it was
I'll totally admit that. Yeah. I mean, just like from a black eye to black eye type thing. Sometimes,
yeah, some of them. But like for me, when watching Dominic McNabb. He looked more like Elway than he did anyone else.
He did, absolutely.
He wasn't a runner in the Mike Vick mold. He was a scrambler like Elway was. Or Steve Young. Yeah, and he could and he had a strong arm. He could get away from rushers. He wasn't an athletic quarterback. He was just an athletic
He was just player. Black, so he's a little bit more athletic than all the white guys.
Exactly. He had more fast twitching muscle fibers.
Get the quick twitch.
But the problem is now, like the guys who are coming to RG3, you don't have a whole lot to compare them to.
Right.
I mean, honestly, the only person you could compare him to before that would be like Jake the Snake, a guy who runs around and then throws the ball when he fucking sees someone open because everyone on defense is like, where the fuck did he go? Where is this dude? Exactly. He'll throw his interceptions and he'll get that, you know, he'll lose some games based on it. But,
yeah.
I mean, right now he's playing off pure talent.
Oh yeah,
and he's Shanahan
got great form. He's got great. I mean, he's got all the tools.
Yeah, they've got no line.
His only knock is he's black.
Yeah,
because Andrew Luck is. I love Andrew Luck, and I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer when it comes down to it. But like, he's getting that nod because he's white.
Yeah,
you know,
call it
what it is. He's getting the nod.
But they always try to say the pedigree too, because his dad played.
And he played at Stanford. Yeah,
exactly. And I mean,
last time I checked, Griffin won the fucking Heisman.
Well, Griffin was also recruited by Stanford same year.
Oh yeah,
he didn't want to go because he figured he'd get more playing time at Baylor than he would at Stanford right away.
Baylor's so it's a little bit more black friendly.
It is. It would be, and especially for track and stuff.
I got that freaking. That huge bitch on
that.
My god,
that's not a chick, dude. That's a that's a dude.
They have a 6'7" like black chick on their basketball team.
She dunks.
That she like. I mean, oh, she like catches the ball in the post, drop step, two hands, throws it down. It's not she kind of put it over the rim with a tennis ball.
Actually,
I mean,
put
she
her,
like throws the thing fucking down.
I would actually put her down against Lamar Odom and probably say that she could do a 1-on-1.
Yeah.
And probably win, I'd say 11-9.
Yeah. And she's still smaller than Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Khloe?
Enough.
I don't even know if I got the
word.
Cool.
That's a big bitch, too.
OJ's other daughter.
Big bitch.
Yeah, OJ's other daughter. That's a big bitch.
So, by the way, we were talking about RG3. He kind of is annoying me that he's running, because I was arguing with people all the time that he was getting the black stereotype. Because he was black. I guess why else would you get the black stereotype? But he was getting the
Andrew Luck doesn't get it that often, but you know.
They were talking about him being a running quarterback, and it was just like, because he ran a fast 40 time, like he had like 300 college rushing yards his senior year, and he had like 4,500 passing yards, and I'm way off on that, so some fucking Corvette guy 87, you can send me an email.
You know,
I'm going to keep stealing that one from Jay until he starts listening.
He should be compared to is poor Randall Cunningham, who had to run for his fucking life because he had no receivers.
Yeah, and no line.
And no line.
Trying to say Mike Quick's not a receiver or Freddie Barnett.
Yeah.
Well, Fred could actually be.
Am I trying to say that or am I saying?
His line was a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. I mean, you can't.
They were so good, though. Keith Byers, Keith Jackson.
The defense was amazing because you had Buddy Ryan.
The defense was ridiculous.
What are you going to do with that? And then you had, Clyde
Simmons.
Clyde Simmons, and then you had Jerome.
They were stacked. Jerome, dead guy.
Yeah, Jerome
Brown.
Jerome, I'm going to wrap my car around a tree.
That's too bad.
And try to be a transformer.
He's like a god here, so we can't really bash on him too much.
Guess what I'm doing here. Watch what I do.
All right. He is parked on South Philly.
And I'm out.
The Islanders and Nets are playing in Brooklyn. Yeah. We'll try to make this one short since nobody cares about either team, but... They really just think, like, putting him in Brooklyn, either team's going to make him good. Like, we get it. You got Jim Johnson?
No.
Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson and Deron Williams, who I fucking love Deron Williams because I'm a jazz fan. And the Islanders have that one dude who's awesome, and then they have that goalie that's been signed for 35 years.
But yeah, they did.
How
does the NHL sign those contracts? They're like 40 and 30 year contracts.
You know,
it's like, seriously?
What's weird is if they break it down, the contracts are actually great compared to like the other sports to an extent. Because
so
they actually
prorated
like,
out over
it's prorated
years?
And it's really like cap friendly and stuff like that. It's actually really smart how they do it.
See, I've never
but it's also stupid because you're stuck with the guy if he does happen to. You know, hockey players generally make it 10 years or so. And,
See, I've never understood though, like why they don't do that. Like, especially if these players going fucking bankrupt all the time. Just say, all right, well, look, you have a history of bad finances. We're gonna keep you on a 30-year payment plan. Basically, like lease them out. Like,
even
when your career is over, like you're still getting the paycheck.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they'd be like, "Hey, RG3, no, not you, Andrew Luck. You're good.
Yeah,
good. RG3, come on over.
RG3, come here, come here. Andrew Luck, you're good. Your dad wasn't. You're good. You have the pedigree. Like, you know how to spend your money.
RG3's like, dude, I got my fucking master's in my fourth year there.
Yeah, we want
you got that thing in the little dreadlock
thing. The dreadlock thing going. Your
Subway commercials.
That all about
referring yourself to the third person. This is where RG3 works out. I think that's it for now.
Go Nets.
Up next, go Nets. Exactly.
Chris Humphries is my hero.
Jay-Z, who's her coach? Oh yeah, he's like, hey y'all. I can't do an Avery Johnson impression right now, but
I could never do Avery Johnson.
He just over enunciates. We are going to kick some ass now. I can't do it.
We're going to win, and we're going to win well. It's like
I have a 13-foot jump shot that is deadly, but I had Tim Duncan and David Robinson. When we come back, we're going to have Jimmy Norton. He is here at Helium here in Philly this weekend, so go check him out for sure. I think most of the shows are sold out, but check on Helium's website, heliumcomedy.com.
Do it now. Do
he's
it.
He's doing
now.
Our show anyway.
That's it.
Most of the shows are showed out or sold out, and he's doing our
yeah,
show anyway.
Exactly. That's how
great.
Good of a
that's
guy awesome. Is, and he's still doing the other show that Shelton listens to that we're not going to mention until they give us yes. some publicity.
That's right.
again, sold out, and he's still doing those shows.
That's right.
Because he's the best. It's, and he's still doing like Open Anthony.
And I mean, let's
morning.
Be honest, it's because we've gotten this fucking big. I mean,
oh, yeah,
seriously. I was absolutely. Just stopped down here by a Philadelphia police officer, and he asked for my autograph for one reason only, because he gave me a ticket, but
of course.
Still asked for my autograph. And I was like, yeah. Do you know who I am? He's like, no. I was like, fuck, okay, cool.
He's like, you know Adam Carolla is?
Yeah.
What about Finesse Mitchell? Yeah. No, just Adam Carolla. No, not Finesse. Not Finesse. It's making me too black.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla
yeah,
all the way.
You know, I had a phone conversation with him. He's like, shut the fuck up. Sign a ticket.
Yeah, like, all right, well, maybe I just had my headphones on while he was there, but still.
I was there, dude. Yeah. I was totally there.
I'm on the same podcast he's on at some point.
Yeah, the guy's like, are you still fucking talking? I'm walking away now. There's your ticket. That's all I got.
Yeah. No one cares. Like, RG3, why don't you step in and say something? He's black, so he's going to put himself in bad situations. Anyway.
That's what we do.
So we are going to come back with the one and only Jimmy Norton, and we're going to talk about his shows this weekend, his special that is out, and his two books, and his... yada yada. What else does he have? He's got everything going on. He's on every late night show possible. Leno, he writes for Esquire magazine now, which I didn't even know that till recently.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's fancy.
Yeah.
He likes trannies. In case anybody didn't know that already.
That's a weirdo.
And
it's not my thing.
Yeah. Well, he was like kind of an addict when he was a teenager, and he took all that addiction over to sex and stopped doing drugs and alcohol. So people like that, by the way, amaze me. I almost want to talk to him about it. When they're like 16 or 17 and they're like, I have a problem. I'm going to stop doing drugs and alcohol for the rest of my life. Like Moshe Kasher is the same way. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
it's a deep problem.
Yeah. I mean, I've had moments when in my 20s where I'm like, I should probably cut back for like a month or so or something like that. But they're like 16 years old. Like, why would you never, like when you're 20 and you're like, oh, I got my shit together 4 years later, I can go do something, you know?
But you're right. I mean, you decided that early and you're still transferring the addiction to something else.
You have an addictive personality, so you find another
addiction. Less dangerous
addiction,
yeah,
exactly.
I guess.
Sex as a comedian.
Like prostitutes.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Way less dangerous. No razor blades in their pussies, nothing like that. You know?
Yeah.
Don't worry about their 6'9" pimp that's about to slap the shit out of you. Yeah. You don't pay them because you've slept with them 14 times this week, but you know what? Fuck them.
That's why you make a lot of money doing comedy
exactly.
and being an Open
and
Anthony. Then you can
hookers.
Afford them to come to you.
Love it.
You can filter them out.
Open
anyway,
Anthony, if you're listening, please sign me up because I need hookers. I love hookers.
I love hookers.
Yeah,
got a problem. So when we come back, the one and only Jimmy Norton, and then we will come back after that with a little stuff on Guy Fieri. Fieri. And we'll finish things up and
hookers
call
it
a day.
Hookers call us.
And comedyfoodsports@gmail.com for all you hookers out there.
Email us. Hookers.com.
Where are all the former Craigslist hookers? Are they still like on Craigslist?
They got
them
something.
Rid of that
kinda,
little category. Right?
I think there's kind of a loophole still, but they're just going to go on like Adult Friend Finder or one of those other things. But Jimmy talked about that when they first shut it down. It was just kind of like, it's just you're shutting down one place and they go. They're going to go to another place.
Else. It's
like,
the internet.
Yeah. How about you make it legal? Oh, crazy concept. That's a different podcast.
No,
that's libertarian in me speaking.
That's our other podcast called Hookers and Weed Should Be Legal. Check that out.
Why are we doing that?
We should be doing that.
Let me reserve that URL.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what kind of hits we get then? What the fuck is this podcast? I'm going to sign up for this shit. Today we got a star and she says it should be legal. Yeah, I'm trying to suck someone's dick for free.
Yeah.
It's funny if we just add like weed to the end of the name of the podcast, we'll probably get another 20,000 subscribers just based on that.
Well, my one buddy who does, he's got the sports matchers. They're like, we just put up a hot check once like a week, and we'll get like literally like 2,000 new feeds every time we do that.
And we had unibrow Adam Carolla staring back at people for like 2 weeks.
We are clearly not thinking this through.
Even the Rachel Feinstein picture is just like a cheesy fucking picture on stage.
Smile
over like a hot one. Anyway, so Jimmy is up next, and then we're going to come back with some fun stuff. Models and hookers.
Models and hookers.
Good day.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest. He's our comedian of the week. He is actually here this weekend in Philadelphia at Helium Comedy Club. You can see him. He'll tell you when the shows are, but I believe there's two tonight, Thursday night, two tomorrow, Friday night, and two Saturday night. He's also got an hour special called Please Be Offended that premiered on Epics in June. I believe it's coming out. It's out on Netflix now, and it's going to come out in Comedy Central.
Yeah, it is on Netflix.
Okay,
it just came out.
So without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, you've seen on Leno and so on, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listing things, I just interrupt.
That's awesome. First time on the radio, I understand.
The Please Be Offended is on Netflix, and it's doing pretty well. And I think The Late Show tonight has some tickets. There was less than 20 tickets available as of yesterday. And there's a Sunday show we added, which is available, but everything else is sold out.
Oh, great. Very cool. So, yeah,
I feel like they're good markets for me, man. It's just really historically sold really well there. It's like they're just disgruntled white people. I tend to like Boston, Philly, any place where there's just white people who feel shitty about everything, I tend to do really well.
Yeah, anywhere where they're kind of angry and they drink a lot seems to nail it.
Yeah, anything that is, fucking rage-fueled and with a lot of alcohol, I'm going to probably sell a lot of tickets.
That's awesome. Very cool. I guess first off, this podcast is about comedy, food, and sports. Now I was told by our producer Jay, who's recording, but I don't think you can actually hear him here. You had a long conversation with Muhammad Ali recently.
Oh yeah, I went up to his. I've been obsessed with meeting Ali for years, and I know a guy that used to run his company. So Ali was doing this charity event. And we weren't able to get into it. It was too crowded. And I would have got a quick meet and greet. But the next day, my buddy calls me. He goes, all right, we're going to meet at 11 and go up to his room.
Wow.
So me and my manager met this guy, Craig Fox. And he takes us up to Ali's room at the Mandarin Oriental here in New York. And we sat with him for 45 minutes. It was just me, my manager, Craig, Ali and his wife. And Ali doesn't really talk. I was amazed when I walked in. Like, he looked a lot better than I thought he would look. Like, we've all seen, the videos recently of him, with tremors and stuff from Parkinson's. But he wasn't shaking at all. Not at all. He was totally still. And I think he's on some heavy medication. Because when he talks, it's like, I want that. It's like that, give me an arch. So he was just kind of eating fruit and relaxing. His wife did most of the talking. But he was sitting there, he was present, and if there was something that interested him, he would chime in, either gesture or address it. But again, he couldn't really talk.
Oh, gotcha. That's still cool. I mean, that's like a beyond a once in a lifetime type thing to meet him, man.
Yeah, it was kind of. I was awestruck walking in the room and just seeing him sitting there watching daytime TV. It was really weird.
So, obviously, again, I have the background from your two books, about your, addiction when you were young. Now, this show is obviously about food. Do you feel that anything kind of transfers over to the food side since you don't drink or do drugs or anything like that?
The food side of, I don't know anything about the chefs. I roasted Bourdain recently.
Yeah.
I had no idea who any of those other cooks were. Mario Batali, Eric Repair, Guy Fieri, I kind of know, but it was just a world that's completely foreign to me. Here's what I'll tell you about food. I met Rachel Ray.
Okay.
And we got a picture and, put our arms around each other, and feeling her hips turned me on immensely. Rachel Ray is sexy, and I never realized how sexy she was.
Wow.
And she drinks, I really enjoyed seeing her. Throw a few back. I think she would be amazing in the sack.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's really, I've heard from, I think it's Bert Kreischer does all kinds of crazy stuff with her because she's like a kind of big, adventurous side to her, I guess.
What's that?
Bert Kreischer was saying, she's got a huge adventurous side to her. She goes mountain climbing and jet skiing and stuff like that. So, yeah, I believe the drinking part, too.
Yeah, I wonder if he banged her. I'd love to ask him that, because she's really sexy. She's married, but her husband couldn't go everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. He's kind of a not exactly Mr. Personality, anyway.
Have you met him?
No, just he's on her show every once in a while. Not her show, but the one of her Food Network shows. Yeah, he's not exactly Mr. Personality, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So what are you up to now? Like, what's your big thing with comedy? I know, obviously, you do appearances on Leno and you got Opie and Anthony, but anything specific that you got going on?
I mean, I want to do... I would love to do host another stand-up show like I did a few years ago, Down and Dirty. I'm pitching something very similar to another network. And it's possible that's going to go. I don't have a confirmation yet, but I'm hoping that, you know, by early next week we'll know.
Very
that's
cool.
Something I would love to do. And whenever Louis comes back, I'd love to do more of those.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't really know. I don't have my heart set on anything in particular.
Yeah, I mean... I was going to say, the best thing about your career is you, I mean, you always have stand-up, so, you know, it's not...
Yeah, you can always make a living doing comedy, or I could go out and, you know, I could write again if I wanted to. I've just gotten too impatient. Writing is really difficult. And being on the radio is hard. I mean, like, you talk about everything you want to talk about, so it's hard to motivate yourself to go home and get those emotions up and write about it, whereas when we were off the air, that's why I wrote most of Happy Ending in the first book, was all my prostitute stories. A lot of them. There's many since then I could probably write about. Right.
Part two.
Oh, yeah. There's very few actually regular girl stories, mostly horrors.
That's great. So with comedy, you know, in the morning on Opie and Anthony and then at night at the clubs when you're doing spots or doing, you know, like Helium this weekend, for example, do you find there's a difference in how you kind of prepare or how your joke telling is done? When you're doing it at night, as opposed
to on the air, because you're not doing a set, you're just kind of messing around. On stage, you want to get to the point quicker. You don't want to meander too much. So I love radio for one reason, and I love stand up for the immediate feedback. But nah, my approach doesn't change. I mean, there's more pressure in a live comedy show, of course, because there's people staring at you. Like if we were looking at all our listeners while we were doing our show, it would probably be a very difficult show.
Yeah, especially
like, knowing that we can't see their disappointed faces.
That's great. So with sports, you got obviously you're a big Yankees fan. What did you think of their postseason? Their lack of a postseason performance?
Yeah, A-Rod just sucks. I mean, he's a bum. He's a choking bum. And there's nothing I hate more than somebody who chokes in sports. It just annoys me. I'm not as much of a Yankee fan as you think anymore. I've met so many athletes that were douchebags. I've had a hard time rooting for most of them. UFC is the main sport I watch because I like all those guys a lot. And I love Dana and I love Rogan, so I found myself watching UFC more than anything.
Yeah, what I like about UFC is it's the true, like, you're a fan of a guy. You're not a fan of a team and they might get shitty,
right,
shitty
exactly.
people.
That's exactly what it is. You like a guy.
Yeah, no, I love it. And, you know, they couldn't have a better president, that's for sure. Dana's amazing.
Because he's honest. I mean, he goes on and he says what he feels, and sometimes he's wrong, and he's just trying, you know, there's no bullshit with that guy, which I respect a lot. So you kind of, whenever he tells you something, you kind of feel like at least it's coming from the heart, because he's said some pretty unpopular things that people in that position normally don't say.
Yeah, exactly. And he's never afraid to kind of say something that might not even be like a ratings booster. It might even like hurt his ratings to an extent, but it's the truth, which I love that.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah, good stuff. So back to food real quick. Is there any specific cuisine or anything you really love to eat or something that you find yourself kind of always going towards?
It's hard. I mean, most of what I eat is grilled chicken because I'm trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I would love to do is just shove pizza to my fat face, but I can't. And you know what's really hard for me not to eat is smokehouse salted almonds.
Oh, God, yeah. Those are ridiculous.
God, do I love those. Pretzels are really hard. But I've been off carbs, like, pretty much off carbs for, like, a month, except for a little bit of sushi. But I eat fairly healthy, man. You'd be surprised. And it's simply out of desperation to get rid of my B-cup breasts and my disgusting stomach and side fat. I just can't do it. I'm 44 years old, so you have to eat healthy. I try to bang girls who are 25, so, you know, when they see my unsightly man breasts hanging, it's a real turn-off, and I like my nipples played with, so it's kind of hard to ask for when they're dangling like udders, so I'm just trying to, like, knock the weight off, so I don't mind asking my nipples to be played with.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Are you a Jets fan? Am I right about that, or no?
No.
No.
I don't care about the Jets at all.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I like like the fact that they're losing, because Jet fans are kind of annoying to me. So, and I like the fact that Sanchez stinks.
Yeah.
He reminds me, I was a Cowboy fan my whole life, but I, yeah,
oh,
I
that's right.
Football too. But Romo's a bum. I have such a hatred for Tony Romo, and I hate Jerry Jones, so it became hard to root for them too.
Yeah, you know, we had a comedian on like the first week, and she compared Jerry Jones' relationship with Tony Romo to like Tony's the abused girlfriend, but keeps coming back because he has nowhere else to go.
That's pretty much what it is. But then again, the abused girlfriend, when you look at Tony Romo, you're like, the girlfriend has a big mouth. That's why she's getting hit. That's why Tony Romo's getting abused, because he chokes. It's like you're a quarterback and you can't hold a snap, you bum. From the moment that happened, when he held that field goal snap and fumbled it, his career was over as far as being a big game player.
He stinks
with the pressure on.
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous. And every year, you know, people kind of jump on that little bit of a bandwagon, like, oh, this is, you know, he's coming around. He always gets the underrated term, and he's like, we were talking about before, he's the most underrated and overrated player at the same time.
Yeah, he'll do great during the regular season. You know, he's great in week six when the team is, 3-2. But otherwise, he just blows. I hate him. You know, it's against for Aikman, who was such an amazing general on the field. And, you know, guys like Jimmy Johnson coaching the team. When that stupid, he's like Mayor Bloomberg, Jerry Jones. Like, he just can't delegate fast enough. He can't get his nudge face into things fast enough. And he just wants to micromanage, just like the stupid Mayor Bloomberg does here in New York. So I got a hatred for that, and I think that's why the team hasn't won in, 17 years now?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He needs a puppet, and Jimmy just wasn't a puppet. So he, like, you know, he gets Barry Switzer or whoever, whatever other, you know, person.
He went to Switzer, who I think lost in 94 to San Francisco and then went through in 95 and barely beat the Steelers.
Yeah, and they won because they were ridiculously stacked. It had nothing to do with Switzer. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Cool. Well, I know you're busy, so we'll wrap things up. Do you want to plug your shows and your Twitter and anything else?
I'm just Jim Norton on Twitter, and if you want to see Please Be Offended, it's on Netflix, and people have given me really good feedback about it. And early show tonight is sold out. Late show might have some availability. Friday, Saturday are all sold out, and then Sunday there's some availability on the 7 o'clock Sunday show.
Very cool. And
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, no problem. Thanks for calling. Our producer and one of our second mic, so to speak, are going to be at your shows tonight, so I'll make sure they
come. Oh, cool, man. Come up and say hello after.
Definitely, definitely. I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much, brother.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
You too.
We'll see you. Back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. Everybody just missed out on about 15 minutes of gold that we didn't record.
So much better than what we did record.
Yeah, we just talked about Rocky IV and Rocky V, and those Rocky V never existed.
Those of you who know me know how I feel about Rocky.
Yeah.
30th anniversary of Rocky III.
Yep.
We're working on a special guest.
We get a huge, huge guest. Yeah. And it ain't Rocky.
At that point, I will do
the best guest.
I will do the obligatory black guy thing. Just drop my mic and walk away if that's the case. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. So we will we'll let you know how the work is how the progress is coming along with that. But we might have a very special guest. You know, we could always get Carl Weathers too, even though I'm kind of giving same. Away who the guest
not same.
Is.
Yeah, but process not of elimination. Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Carl.
All right, it's Talia Shire.
Carl Weathers is. Is gettable.
Not the same. Not the same. Get out of here. Apollo yeah. Creed. Get out of here, Creed. Yeah. I'm going to shake the hand of a loser.
Yeah.
Not the same.
What are you looking at? You guys figured out who it is?
Nah, not at all.
Not at all.
It's Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's,
get the Ouija board out.
So, Guy Fieri.
Fieri.
Don't say Fieri. It's Fieri.
Yeah, it's weird.
He opened a burger joint on Carnival Cruise Lines.
Does he have to pay for that? Like, do you, or is that
I don't think so.
Is that all inclusive?
I could actually check that. It's probably part of the all inclusive. But the Carnival Cruise Line fit is so fitting for him. I used to work for a cruise ship vendor. And so I went on all the different cruise lines and stuff like that. And dude, Carnival is just so Fieri. It's like white trash, but tries to still be cool and smooth and clean.
And nice. So it's a fit. All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I didn't get about
them. Oh, they should have a wristband on the freaking Carnival, on the cruise line itself. I mean, it is such a, like, it's a type of place that they're the same families that, like, go to, like, Disney World, but they can't really afford to go to Disney World. So they'll, like, split Cokes, like, five people at a table. That's, like, those
that's expensive. That's an expensive Coke.
Yeah. And if you guys want to sponsor Carnival, by the way, we will absolutely. I know you need the money because you guys own Costa, who had the ship crash out.
Oh, that sucks, yeah. Yep. You don't want to crash a ship.
No, not a good, never not a good time.
See what happened to Titanic.
Was that the one stupid Kathy Lee Gifford commercials for years? Is that Carnival?
Could have been.
Wouldn't surprise could've me.
Been. Okay. Yeah. We were dropping really old references before, so I thought you'd keep up with me on that one, but no, I
missed it.
Right. Okay.
Was that like when the Where's the Beef commercials ran?
By the way, Disney, if you want to sponsor us, that's awesome, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You and your are very Disney-friendly.
And they have a new Latina princess that I'm going to plug.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious, dude. Black princess, Latina princess.
What is this? No.
Walt Disney is not, he's like doing fucking backflips in his grave. He's not rolling over in his grave.
No.
He's got his gloves on. He's freaking hitting the meat thing.
He's breaking ribs.
By the freaking museum, art museum.
The swastika's on his sides.
He's rolling over in his cryo chamber. Is he supposed to be completely frozen, or is it just his head?
No, Ted Williams' head has the head, so he's talking to Ted Williams' head as he's completely frozen.
As Ted Williams' head is being kicked around. Old reference there, but still. What a bunch of assholes those guys are. That's so awesome. Oh, shit. So, by the way, I want to thank Jimmy Norton for calling in. We forgot to say that. So, Jimmy was great. Check out his website.
We got tickets for you on Carnival Cruise Line.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't.
If you want to redeem those.
Exactly. So, he's here at Helium all weekend. What does he got? Two shows Thursday night, which will have the show probably already be out. Two shows Thursday night, two shows Friday night, a couple shows Saturday night. Out of the three, maybe two shows Saturday. I don't know. A lot of them are sold out, but check it out, heliumcomedy.com. He's also got his second hour special called Please Be Offended, premiered on Epics on June 30th. It's the most watched comedy title on the network in its premiere.
What channel is Epics?
Yeah, I was going to say talk nice about it. But
no, I'm just wondering what channel.
I think it's an online channel, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's an online channel. But it's
that
like,
special's
it's
on Netflix now, though, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And it's coming out in Comedy Central in spring of 2013. he also obviously has the book, I Hate Your Guts, bestseller, Happy Endings, bestseller. I liked Hate Your Guts better, personally, but you know, they're both great books.
I can't read.
And, of course, you know him as the third mic, so to speak, on Opie and Anthony. And that show is so much, I'm not going to like bash on the show, but it's so much better when he's on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's the man of a thousand voices.
Yeah. And he's a regular correspondent on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He's like, hey, Jimmy. Shine my chin from over there.
Show me how much money I got.
And the Chip Chipperson Show?
Chip Chipperson, of course. That. Yeah, Chip Chipperson.
Comic-Con, all those videos, those are hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. I did this training class for my work, but we did Chip for like an entire night at a bar. We were like stir-crazy drunk. And he'd just been training on stupid technical shit all week, and we were just like doing Chip. We were just more like More like Bill Adams or something when you order this Sam Adams. I don't know.
The bartender's like slowly taking each drink away from you guys. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then I don't think I have it tonight, but I usually have a really good Uncle Paul. It's just I think I don't.
It's not
sure. Even. Yeah, it's a little bit there. Sure. I remember when you was just a little boy. I used to pull your diaper back and spit on your bum, especially when it was all dirty. yeah, I give it a B, maybe. Maybe B plus.
Strong B.
Impression. Strong yeah. B. We'll go with B. Yeah. You know, that's still good.
Still better than anything I did in high school.
A gentleman's
story of my life.
So, yeah, Guy Fieri has a very giant Fieri. So that's all needs to be said. So Jay has it enough already for us.
Which one was this?
I don't even know.
I think that one was the
People Beat a Joke Today.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was the other thing I did. So this weekend I was at a party and there was somebody who was like telling jokes repeatedly. None of them landed. Didn't go over at all.
He just kept repeating.
But it's the persistence of
it. Did he go to different people, too, to do it?
Same joke over there. Yeah.
I'm a compassionate soul, so I was just like, oh, okay, I'll play a little bit.
You can't be.
Was he laughing at himself, too? Because that's a friend ender if you laugh at your own jokes.
We're like, combining things. Okay, good. So that's a friend ender for this week. So.
Oh, yeah. 118. Yeah, that's the friend ender. Can't believe you guessed 118.
But it is that combination of laughing at yourself, but you have to do it kind of nervously. If it's
Seth Rogen has it all the time in movies and not in movies. Yeah. He's a major like.
First of all, we are now comedy royalty, so you don't have to laugh at anyone's shit. You tell him first.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, tell him you're not funny. You fucking.
You know who's funny? Adam fucking Carolla. Yeah, exactly. You know, Mitchell.
You know what I spent time listening to? You're not fucking funny. And then smack him and then give him a drink. And he'll be so confused as you walk away. He's just like, you know what? I'm going to drink this. I'm going to drink this and I'm going to like it.
I'm going to walk away. Yeah, exactly. I'm never going to make that joke again.
I don't know who that guy was or why he just smacked me or why he gave me a drink. But you know what? There's three things in my life that are always going to be hanging out there. Just leave them there.
But those people do find a level, though. So if you're in a party with enough people, you put those two guys in a corner, and they're cracking the shit out of you.
Oh, exactly.
Just like with their
nonsense. There's a little bit of, I don't know, they also get a little competitive, though. I think there's a little bit like, this is my job. It's like Steve Carell, you know, like not Steve Carell, the office. Well, you could call Steve Carell's role in the office too, but they're like the shitty boss and they never wanted anybody to be kind of the boss because they like thought they actually served a purpose.
Shitty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the black guy, like or the black guy who shows up to the party when there's another black guy there.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Like, oh, you two must know each other,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know him from somewhere, right? You guys play basketball today? No.
Exactly. What's the score of the Lakers game? Either of you.
Either of you guys can answer.
Jump in at the same time.
Or if you want to answer together, that's fine. That's even cuter. It's cuter. You guys are
stereo. Negroes in stereo.
Exactly. Right, let's warm it up. Just Negro, Negro, Negro. And say it, guys. Say it. Answer.
I do that every morning before I start making calls.
Me, like, me, 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 Negro, Negro.
It sounds like an album that came out in like 52.
Exactly. You're like, hey, is that RG3 over there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. He doesn't have braids.
We should ask him about RG3, though. He probably knows some good.
He probably knows a lot
scoop.
About RG3.
Yeah.
I know
do you fight dogs?
Yeah.
Well, what's your guys' obsession?
How do you guys feel
dogs?
About fighting dogs? I hear it's what you guys do. I grew up in the suburbs.
But, I mean, I fight them here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's call it what it is.
I played roller hockey, bitch. I really never fought a dog.
Well, I missed that part of the story.
And we haven't named episode 8. I played roller hockey, bitch.
So where does dog fighting happen? Is it a country thing?
Is it
a city thing?
Clue.
It's
more
a city,
city thing.
It would have to be
but
a city.
But the rings a lot of times would be on the country.
Yeah,
but they're city
okay.
people.
And that's what they say. Oh, it's something he grew up with. Who the fuck grows up with dogs fighting and shit? I don't have a single friend. I cannot name a single friend who's like, yeah, I kind of see where Vic was going with that, but he just should have been more private. No. It's like across the board, Puerto Ricans, blacks, whites, everyone's just like, that's some sick shit.
Well,
like,
let's bring cockfighting if you bring up the
that's legal in Puerto Rico.
I'm okay with that. I'm legal okay with cockfighting. Yeah, I'm okay with cockfighting. Yeah. I'm okay with cockfighting.
Do they fight pit bulls?
That'd be awesome, actually, because they do put the little razor blades.
Oh, God, that's what we have to do.
And start that shit up.
Yeah. I mean, people have done it with, like, low level, like, the scorpion versus, like,
we don't want that.
Yeah.
No, we're doing
spider.
Cat and elephant. We're going to the top.
We want the shit to get real,
cat and elephant.
Yeah, we want shit to be real. Like, give the cat like blades and like a gladiator shield.
Nice.
See if we can figure out how to use it before it gets stomped on by the elephant.
We could do RG3 and Andrew Luck.
We could do that too.
Just get them in the same ring. Battle it out. I mean, Andrew Luck, it's a running start, of course. But
of course, he'd have to. He'd have to get a lot more room.
Things fair.
Yeah. Give a lot more room. We could do Khloe Kardashian and the chick from Baylor.
Or Vanessa, Serena Williams. That's what I was trying to spit out there. That would be a battle royale.
Yeah, it would. But I think Serena would kick.
That wouldn't be any species, though, right? No. That would be same species.
Yeah. Kinda. I don't know. Yetis aren't.
Yeah, I guess Chloe, you could consider
Yeti.
She's only half Yeti.
Yeah, half Yeti. Yeah. The rest is OJ. OJ fucked the Yeti.
The rest is Nordberg.
And now she's got a reality show. I didn't know where I was putting my dick.
Nordberg. I'm still on that.
Yeah.
Like Naked Gun, that was Reggie Jackson's finest film role.
Yeah, it was. I think it might have been his only.
I Must Kill.
And The Queen. Basketball, too.
Oh, yeah, basketball. That's right.
That was a way underrated movie, by the way.
That was.
I still haven't seen it.
That's the only thing I like.
It's dumb as shit.
Well, you figure, right?
Yeah. It's the only thing I like from them, by the way. I hate South Park, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a South Park fan.
It was. I don't watch it. Whenever I do, it's funny. I never think about like putting it on.
Did you watch Hot Rod yet?
No.
Dude, it's so good.
Come on.
Did we talk about this on the radio yet?
No,
it's so dumb. It's so good. It's just like 80s, constant like small town 80s.
Makeup. Anyone else out there who hasn't seen it?
But it's not. It doesn't take place in the 80s. It's like current. That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
The guy's got the Hulkamania shirt on one scene.
Well, that was stupid on Napoleon Dynamite. That was the same type of thing where you didn't know if it took place in the 80s or in the middle of Idaho. It's maybe still the 80s there.
Napoleon Dynamite, I never understood if it was supposed to be a comedy or if it was supposed to be serious, and this is just sad for this guy.
It's like a film about growing up being a Mormon. Like, that was one of the things they were trying to get across.
That's how Mitt Romney grew up.
I'll stop the laughter with that.
That's how
factual, not funny.
Remember when the grandma said quesadilla?
Yeah.
Wasn't that hilarious?
Yeah,
bring it back to the funny. Yeah. Hot Rod's funny. I know people are going to say that's stupid.
Hot Rod is very funny.
It's a very dumb movie, but very funny.
Yeah.
It's more so.
Music montage, you know, working out in the woods montage. It's great.
Did you think we'd ever have a Mormon president before a completely black president?
Because
it looked like we were on that path.
I don't know. Mormon's still too weird for people.
That's a religious thing. I mean, if you're half black, that's like, okay, that was, one of your parents' choices, not yours, clearly.
Mormon's your choice. But the thing is, if you can't get the endorsement from George W. Bush throughout your whole candidacy, I don't think you're winning. if that guy
Do you think he's asking for it?
I don't think he's even asking for it, but the thing is, like,
he's like, no, we're good. We heard you. No, we're good,
but
GW.
Part about George W. He just shows the fuck up places and shit just happens. And he can't even get him to do that. Like, he doesn't even stumble into the Republican National Convention just like, hey, I like this guy.
They didn't let him. The Republicans treat that whole decade like the Germans treat the 40s. They're just like, oh, yeah, we did some stuff in the 40s. We were just like hanging out.
Exactly.
It was cool. We were like listening to Wagner.
Zagen Sie mir 40s? No, no. We skipped from 30s to 50s. Time machine.
What was that Family Guy sketch? Like, no, he went to go manage the Dairy Queen. You're talking about Hitler. I guess
comedy sports Hitler.
It's comedy sports Hitler. Comedy sports Reich.
We do not condone Hitler unless it's his mustache, by the way.
Yeah. Very
Michael Jordan.
Forward.
Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin.
As long as it's mustache.
Full circle.
But we don't support Hitler.
Exactly.
Not 100%, though. He was a great speaker.
That's true.
He was a great speaker. We'll give him that.
You ever see those videos where people dub in the new voice? Or the new thing.
Yeah.
There's a good Buffalo Bills one when they first got Terrell Owens. It was like, why the fuck would we get Terrell Owens?
Hitler.
Yeah. Gotta love Hitler.
Yeah.
Jokes never get old, right?
No.
And it never happened anyway. I mean, let's just call it
exactly.
What it is. Yeah, right. Freaking Zionists in the world. Just kidding.
Did not
just
happen.
Kidding, all you Jews. Sorry about that. Except for the Zionists. I'm not sorry for you guys.
We just picked up a whole slew of Iranian listeners. We had to spread this on certain message boards.
So let's do a couple friend unders.
We don't
even have the numbers, so we're just going to make them up as we go
let's
along.
Let's do it. Who knows? Go for it. I don't have a number.
101.
101. Let me see which one I can make up from 101. Oh, I don't even have it up anymore. Oh, we lost the friend enders.
It happens.
Yeah. No friend enders. Do we have another enough already?
I think we had one more enough already.
We got one in the pocket, which is kind of related now that we're talking some politics, which is like people who call Obama a socialist.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I mean, and our, this goes, what? Like, that's crazy, right? Dog. What are you talking about?
It's crazy, dog. What are you saying? Socialist scum. I mean, what?
I mean, if he was born here, maybe we'll give him that. Just kidding. No, Donald Trump. Did you hear Trump's letter he sent to the president?
No.
He basically said if he can do all the proper documentation to prove that he's an American citizen, Trump will donate $5 million to any charity he wants.
He wants charity.
And he will pay any charity, he said, like, period.
Is that that's the bomb he just dropped? Is
that was his big...
Oh, that was today's?
Yeah. You know what? How about you do this? How about you do this, then? How about you give all the money back your father made? If he can prove that he's an American, you give all the money back and the land that you've bought with your father's money. Then I'll be impressed. Go live in a homeless shelter for a week or something like that. Right. And I'll be impressed. Exactly. Shut the fuck up.
Why don't we talk about George freaking W's great-grandfather supporting the Nazis?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just skipped by that one.
Yeah.
That goes
Joe
right
Kennedy,
back
too, right?
Yeah.
That was one of his things. So, yeah, everybody was into the Nazis in the 30s.
Well, they were capitalists. I mean, that was the thing. That's where we came together with them. There. Yeah. Like, if you could just stop killing Jews, like, we'd be buds.
Yeah.
We'd totally be.
It's
you
the
sure
whole
you
Jew
want to throw
killing.
Them in the oven? Really?
Yeah. It's the whole Jew killing thing we can't get over. You guys are really making it tough on us.
Is great. Yeah.
You have amazing beers. You have amazing beers. Don't get me wrong. It's the Jew killing thing. It's like,
we love that thing you guys do in October where the women get all slutty.
Freaking people out.
It's Hitler's peer review. All right. Well, I do have one negative thing that I want to point out. Okay, we can improve this in the future.
All the positives. Like, all the positives. It's like, but
you know,
where you have so many strengths, you have one glaring weakness.
How about we just call them evil and say they caused World War One and all that stuff? Do we have to? We just leave it at that.
Stop killing them.
Isn't embarrassment enough?
Didn't go over well when we did that with the Indians, so I can't see how you can pull this one off now.
Exactly, and don't try to pretend like they didn't freaking run the accounting department of the government anyway.
Exactly.
Come on.
They sneaked them in.
Yeah, exactly. No, you guys are short. Don't worry. You can get underneath this little small entrance over here.
We're going to attach a foreskin just so you can pass.
Exactly. Whatever you do, don't shake it. Don't shake it after you pee. That is not attached well.
Another great Family Guy scene, which is a great podcast, by the way, when you talk about Family Guy. There's Anne Frank in the attic, and they're like, the whole family's huddled around trying to be quiet while the Nazis coming downstairs, and Peter, you just hear a loud crunch, and they all look over, and Peter's eating a potato chip, and he like looks over, and they're all looking at him, and he's like, stops for a second, and then he like puts it, he just keeps eating. Like, anyway, Nazis and G-jokes are fun.
Awesome.
Nobody's listening at this point anyway. I checked that a while ago.
Pretty sure we're gonna be rated.
Yeah, we're going to get explicit for, I don't even know if they have a higher rating on iTunes. So anyway, I just want to give everybody a heads up too about future shows. I should have said this earlier, but we have Jimmy Norton obviously was on tonight. We also have next week Gary Owen from Sheck's Comedy All-Star Tour. He's going to be like, Sheck, you'll be like, oh, you're funny again. I'm going to get that Sheck impression down.
I just want to do comedy and I'm going to be happy.
Yeah. People know that I'm funny. I'm hilarious.
Did you see his karaoke with Michael Strahan?
No, I heard about it though.
Yeah, he dressed up as Prince and did karaoke. He did When Doves Cry.
Nice.
It was horrible to watch, but I still think Shaq's funny, dude.
He's when in that freaking Buick commercial where he makes fun of the fucking hybrids.
Yeah,
I thought that was great. He just points at the freaking screen.
You know,
it's like classic Shaq. He's just big. I'm not gonna say animal because.
Well,
that's
crossing the
race line.
Yeah, it is so crossing the race line.
But we're all just animals.
But I mean, if it was Will Perdue, I'd say he's a big dumb animal too.
I know. Right? It's all the same. That's what I feel too.
White basketball player, in case you're wondering.
He was.
Jordan's one of the three-headed monsters for the centers.
Oh, you know, I was looking up the video. Who was it?
Will Perdue.
Will Perdue.
Oh, Will Perdue. I know Will Perdue. All right. Now you're get back in my
Will Perdue.
Like, he was not awesome.
Late 80s basketball.
Will Perdue, Bill Wennington, and Luke Longley. He's good. Will's good. He does the color commentary. I always thought that sounded slightly racist.
A little bit.
Color commentary. Yeah, I mean, they don't do it for freaking cricket. Just saying.
No, they don't do it
for cricket. Do it for
you know what I love about soccer? They still have racism rules. Like if you call someone names, they have.
They have to have those rules. Yeah. That's what it is. It's Europe.
That's not setting the movement back at all. Yeah. Look, we're going to put some rules in for just the people who want to go ahead and throw the N-bomb out there. Like,
here's like five of them that you can throw out there.
These are the only ones that are acceptable. Yeah. And after that, though, you're going to get a red card.
Yeah.
There was a story a few years ago with some players on an Italian team. They were given like the, you know, I'm going to throw my arm straight in the air. Doing the Nazi salute on a podcast.
Good pod.
Yes.
Right.
Nobody saw that.
He was doing the Nazi salute, everybody.
Yeah.
It looked really natural, too.
It did come out naturally. Yeah. Right. It flowed the way it came out.
Had some time, but what are you going to do? 88.
Yeah. back in little camp, little Nazi camp.
Pre-wall teardown.
I mean...
We didn't know who's going to win, that's all.
Yeah,
that's my new thing now that I'm not doing cricket anymore. I'm going to start dropping white power references into the podcast.
Just drop them in.
Subliminal, exactly.
White power.
It's like all those Ron Paul supporters that are like white power people. It's like, do you get where you're standing? Anyway.
Yeah.
So we have, who did I just say? We had Jimmy today. We have Gary Owen next week. We have Tom Segura, the mighty, mighty Tom Segura is going to be coming up. We're actually going to play a clip of his before we leave you here. We have Tom Segura the week after that. And then we have Ryan Sickler and then Greg Proops. I'm not sure which order that's going to be in, but those two will be later in November.
We need Mr. T.
And we're going to have Mr. Dude, you gave it away.
I'm sorry.
Big surprise.
I couldn't handle it. I could not. I'm just giddy over here that if we could do that, that would be seriously.
See, now if we don't get him,
it's a letdown.
We always could have fallen back on someone else, like the guy who played his kid.
Yeah, no. I don't want to talk to any of them. Who, Sylvester Stallone's kid?
Yeah, and Rocky. Who
wasn't that his real son? Isn't he dead?
Okay, we're not going to get him.
We're not going to have that guy call in.
Carl Weathers, I still think he's on the table.
No. No.
Another guy who would have fucking whooped up on Stallone.
Yeah, if this was Predator we were talking about, I would be okay with that.
Action Jackson?
Action Jackson, any of those.
What was the other one he did there? It was kind of Predator-like. Ah, I'm going to fucking forget it.
I don't know.
It was very Predator-like. He had the gun and the sleeves.
And it was funny on...
I'm going to get you, sucker. I think you're taking Keenan
Ivory Williams. He was funny on Arrested Development.
He was great on that. He played himself.
And he's funny in what was the other movie with Adam Sandler? Where's the
golf? Oh, yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
But he is no Mr. T.
So, yeah, we got lots of good guests. Again, we're having a little contest. So we're going to randomly pick some people that buy stuff from our website. And we're going to give you a gift certificate. If you're from Philly, it'll be from one of the local Philly restaurants. If it's not from Philly, we'll send you out something. And we'll have you call in and all that good stuff if you want.
And because of the outstanding feedback we're getting from hookers now, we may actually throw in a hooker.
We may. If it's legal in your state.
If it's only only legal.
Which, Pennsylvania, nothing's legal at all, ever, anyway. I can't even order Adam Carolla's Mangria.
Really?
You guys are in fucking Jersey and Delaware.
Now I'm in Delaware. We get anything you want.
Yeah.
Liquor. I barely know her.
It's Pennsylvania. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
James Carvel once famously said, it's Philadelphia and Pittsburgh with Alabama in between it.
Yeah, I love Carvel. Looks pure evil.
The rage and Cajun.
He looks evil.
He does. He's got a Republican wife, by the way. Awesome. Anyway, so we are going to wrap things up here. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Ann Coulter.
they both look like aliens from V. with poorly fitting human heads on. It's just like, okay, just pull it down a little bit and it might look more convincing.
Exactly.
Anyone with Coulter's number out there, by the way, I'm trying to hit that.
You trying? Nice. Yeah. I like it. She seems like she'd be angry in bed.
She'd probably be very angry, especially the fact that I'm black.
I was going to say, you might be a bottom.
Yeah, she probably raped me. Yeah, probably. You
know, white girls have dildos.
Yeah, as stated before, white women have dildos. I don't know if I'm over for that one.
Exactly.
But call me anyway.
White women got dildos.
Call me anyway.
All right, so that is our episode 8. What are we going to call it again? I played roller hockey, bitch.
I played roller hockey, bitch. Yeah.
It's great. So we're going to close out with little Tom Segura, give you a little teaser to let you know what you're in for. And then we'll say goodbye real quick. It'll come on sooner or later.
Really quick, please drop for me and our listeners.
He's on Jay Moore's podcast, if anybody's wondering.
The 15-year-old that refuses to go in the ocean to pee. Real quick. I don't want to go in the ocean. You gotta go. I'll be like just a white sounding friend. But you have to go. If you have to pee, you have to go in the ocean. No, the stingrays. Man, I get in the water.
I think that like South Carolina, Alabama, yeah. Georgia, Mississippi, yeah. Louisiana, and Florida.
Explain it to us.
No, I'm saying I think that there's like
a, no, I'm saying they, too. Explain it to
us. I'm explaining it. All right. No, I think Florida is country as shit. If you go 2 miles
and
then
I don't go to the ocean. I don't go in the ocean right now.
But then,
the addendum of right now is the best. Like, maybe later when I really got a piss. Maybe when I got a shit or something, I'll hit the ocean. I'm not gonna waste the ocean no piss. I'm about to win the time. And then fuck you, punk. And that's so corny gonna get in the water like that. I gotta wanna go in the ocean. I wanna go in the ocean.
But you have to pee, don't you?
Nah, man.
You just told me you had to piss.
There's sharks out there, man.
Make all that orange drink.
Well, you should have thought about that, boy. You drank all that Sunny D. I'm peeing in the water. I don't wanna go in the ocean. There's stingrays. Stingrays in there. I don't wanna go in the ocean. Kingfish out there, man. And that really brings us to what this entire episode is about. There are kingfish out there.
All right, so you can expect more hilarity from Tom Segura in a couple weeks. He's actually got a great great name to his album. It's called White Girls with Cornrows. So you can't really beat that name. Check him out at TomSegura.com. Again, next week we have Gary Owen.
Every spring break, exactly. It's what they wear.
His is actually in reference to a really bad neighborhood.
No, that's what I'm guessing, but I'm just telling you, in Cancun, and every spring break locale, that's what they wear.
Nice.
White girls, you know. Love it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
So yeah, he'll be on in a couple weeks. We got Ryan Sickler coming up later on in the month of November, along with Greg Proops. Next week is Gary Owen. We want to thank Jimmy Norton for coming on. We want to thank Jay and Shelton for being awesome as always. Yeah, I said awesome.
Dang, that's right.
What you know about that? Shit.
Makes me feel anyway. So good.
Anyway,
I feel so good.
Head to toe.
You know what I'm talking about? Tingly.
Yeah. So we will see you guys all next week. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Go to comedyfoodsports.com. Click on some links. Buy some shit. Help us out in one way or another. We're begging you. Jay just got a new board. Costs like at least $7.
Easily.
So you can spend at least $100.
Perhaps
and we'll
more than that, Jim.
Perhaps more. I feel like that guy always does an elbow when he says that. Yeah. Perhaps more than that. So anyway, we will see you guys next week. Email us at comedyfoodsports.com or comedyfoodsports@gmail. Listen to us on iTunes and give us some ratings and shit like that. We love you all. Mwah.
Send pictures of your mothers.
Hey yo, I'll send this to all of my corporate corpses. Trying to abort the thoughts of coming out wildin'. Dumbing out time to off the office, I was surely sort of twisted. Worked at a TV studio and audio assistant. Easy, do my duty, though at times was in a mean mood. Hot, I gotta be cool, I was on the brink of fiends. Drew, living at the green room. Made a brother the same color, but beyond neon. Pushing me to pee on, balking the dreams to be gone. Turning to the talent, and many they haven't. And he was especially a challenge when he be like, God damn it, can he hear this vocal? As he cuffing it, how my mic sound? Thinking on the low is perfect when he put the mic down. Clown stand steady, grilling, wanting subservient. Sound man burying, thinking I'd fucking murder them. And steaming as I'm watching Duke, leaving on some high pursuit. Gotta win as these cats be modeling what not to do.
Hit a weak job, 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 hit a weak job.
6 in the morning and the walls closing. High noon calls and the walls on him. Kings at the ready, not a war's war. Of a gore, right. Gore's my harbinger, part of the art of war. Right. Get your doors darkened by the house of card carpenters who never thought a slave could be a Spartacus of war. Pencil sharpener with a resume for the carnivores who take important conference calls and corner off its walls.
fill a buck as a buck and he punch numbers. Five punch, just say no to company functions. And he duck into the dungeons. Nothing says kill it like a day of fetching paper clips and staplers for the privileged. Two lives, one is chores for whores. One is where I want to be when you begin regretting yours. And I bored him with a large corp. Be tardy every morning to a man who took authority beyond what it was for. How you gonna pay the rent, day job free? Make rap records, matter of fact, thanks. Get up, 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 get up